So before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 8. The title of the sermon is Our Second Family. We're in chapter 8 of the Gospel of Luke. We're going through it slowly. Last week we did only 3 verses. Today we only do 3 verses. And these verses are even shorter. We are not in a hurry. Because there's so much we can learn from these stories. We left off in verse
19.
Where we have the family of Jesus coming to him. And the reason I want to spend some time on specifically these 3 verses
is because
family is important.
چون خانواده خیلی مهمه.
And God has actually given us an extra family, a second family.
I know
many of you have either lost family or your family, your physical family is far away.
میدونم که خیلیاتون یا خانواده‌هاتون از دست دادین یا خانواده‌های جسمانیتون ازتون دورن در حقیقت.
So I think this will be encouraging to you.
و باعث تشویقتون خواهد شد که بدونیم ما دو تا خانواده
داریم. Let's start reading and read.
بخونیم.
Let's read all those 3 verses we're going to talk about today.
که قرار امروز در مورد
verses 19 till 21. Then came to him his mother and his brethren and could not come at him for the press, and it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it.
و مادر و برادران او نزد وی آمده به سبب ازدحام جمعیت نتوانستند او را ملاقات کنند. پس او را خبر داده گفتند مادر و برادران بیرون ایستاده می‌خواهند تو را ببینند. در جواب ایشان گفت مادر و برادران من اینانند که کلام خدا را شنیده آن را به جا می‌آورند.
And I mentioned this before.
Yeah,
Jesus had also a physical family here on earth. In the sense that Jesus had half sisters and half brothers. Yeah. Mary had more children after she gave birth to Jesus.
Yeah.
With Joseph. And of course, Joseph is not the father of Jesus. He's the stepfather of Jesus. Yeah, Jesus came from the Holy Spirit. Now, there's this false doctrine out there among the Catholics that state that Mary is a perpetual virgin. And I always wonder why on earth they try to make these statements. Why these things are even important to them to mention.
And
the answer to that is probably because they worship Mary.
چون مریم رو میپرستن.
And they want to lift her up as deity.
و میخوان قدوس بودنش رو
نشون بدن. The Bible says
قدوس بودنش لازم
worship God only.
اما کلام خداوند میگه فقط خداوند رو بپرستید.
The fact that she is not a virgin is obviously it's obvious from the Bible.
کلی کتاب مقدس ثابت میکنه که باکره نبود مریم.
Yeah, so here we see that it talks about the brethren of Jesus.
و بعد در مورد برادران عیسی صحبت
میکنه. Half brothers. Go to Matthew.
برادر ناتنی داشت.
Matthew 13.
متا فصل 13.
Matthew 13:55 till 56.
تا 56.
Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then had this man all these things?
13:55-56. و همه خواهرانش نزد ما نمی‌باشند پس این همه را از کجا کسب کرده است؟
Yeah, so here you have all these people that know who Jesus is. They've seen him grow up. They're able to name the brothers of Jesus. Yeah, the half brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas.
Yeah,
he had 4 half brothers. And he had also half sisters. And it says he had multiple of them, which means he had at least 3.
حداقل سه تا داشته.
Are they not all with us?
آیا همه‌شون با ما نیستن؟
Yeah, all points and more than two.
بیشتر از دو تا نشون.
Otherwise we would be. Are they not both with us?
وگرنه بیشتر از دو تاست که اینجوری چه زبان جمع بسته میشه.
The mother of Jesus.
مادر عیسی.
Yeah, not the mother of God as the Catholics say.
نه مادر خداوند اونجوری که کاتولیک‌ها.
God does not have a mother.
خداوند مادری نداره.
Yeah, Mary gave birth to the physical body of Jesus Christ.
مریم تولد داد به بدن جسمانی عیسی مسیح.
This is the way in that she is the mother of Jesus.
و اینجوری مادر عیسی مسیح شد به خاطر اینکه روح القدس درونش دمید.
So you have here the mother of Jesus and his brethren.
مادر عیسی برادرانش رو داریم.
Yeah, trying to get to Jesus.
که دارن سعی میکنن بیان طرف عیسی.
But they can't get to him because of the crowd.
اما به خاطر شلوغی اطراف نمیتونن.
It's too busy for them. It's too busy to get to Jesus.
شلوغه که به نزد عیسی.
Yeah, Jesus is just preaching and the place is packed.
عیسی مسیح موعظه میکنه و مکان موعظه پره.
People want to hear him.
و همه میخوان صدای عیسی رو بشنون.
It will be like if we have like 150 people down here.
مثل اینکه 100 مثل این میمونه که مثلا 150 نفر اومده باشن این پایین دوره هم جمع شده باشی میشی دیگه نمیتونه
ادامه. Yeah, now somebody brings the message to Jesus.
یه نفر پیام رو میاره به سمت عیسی.
Your family is outside.
و میگه خانواده‌ات بیرونن اون پشت جمعیت.
And they want to see you.
و میخوان ببیننت.
Yeah, your mother, your brothers.
مادرت، برادرت.
Yeah, come, they want to see you.
میخوام ببینن.
Now, go to Matthew 12.
متا فصل 12.
Where we have the same story, the parallel passage.
همون داستان رو داریم.
We're getting some more details, so I also want to read that.
جزئیات بیشتری رو بهمون میدن. میخوام بخونید.
Read verses 46 till 47 of Matthew 12.
46 تا 47 رو بخونید.
Matthew 12, 46 till 47. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee.
و شخصی دیگه گفت اینک مادر تو و برادرت بیرون ایستاده میخواهند با تو سخن گویند.
Yeah, again it says that his mother and brethren are without and they want to speak with him.
Now,
this sounds a little odd. First of all, they are without. Why are they not where Jesus is speaking?
Yeah,
they're not there to listen to what Jesus has to say.
They are
outside.
Yeah.
Second, because they want Jesus to stop doing what he's doing.
And
go speak with him.
بره با اونا صحبت کنه.
Yeah, and what it shows is that the family of Jesus, the early family of Jesus,
خانواده جسمانی عیسی مسیح
was not totally on board with what Jesus was doing.
تقریبا کاملا 100% موافق کار عیسی مسیح و خدمت عیسی نبودن.
In fact, we know from other verses that his brothers at that point in time
در اون قسمت زندگی
did not believe on him.
اصلا بهش ایمان نداشت.
Yeah, go to John 7. John 7 and read verses 1 till 3 for now. After these things Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. John 7, 1-3 for now.
بعد از آن عیسی در جلیل میگشت، زیرا نمیخواست در یهودیه راه رود، چون که یهودیان قصد قتل او را داشتند. و عید یهود که عید خیمه باشد نزدیک بود. پس برادرانش بدو گفتن از اینجا روانه شده به یهودیه برو تا شاگردانت نیز آن اعمالی را که تو میکنی ببینند.
Now listen to what his brethren are saying.
دقت کن ببین برادرای عیسی مسیح چی میگه.
Depart hence.
برو از اینجا.
Yeah, and go into Judea.
برو یهودیه.
That thy disciples also may see the works that I was.
خدمت تو ببینن کارت
yeah,
ببینن.
You see, they're not counting themselves as the disciples of Jesus. Your disciples.
شاگردای تو.
Yeah, read on, verse 4 and 5.
4 و 5. زیرا هر کی
For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, shew thyself to the world, for neither did his brethren believe in him.
زیرا هر که میخواهد آشکار شود در پنهانی کاری نمی کند پس اگر این کارها را میکنی خود را به جهان بنما، زیرا که برادرانش نیز به او ایمان نیاورده بودند.
So it says here his whole brothers did not believe on Jesus.
بهش ایمان نیاورده بودند.
Even though they grew up with him.
با اینکه باهاش بزرگ شده بودند.
Being the perfect big brother.
با اینکه بهترین برادر بزرگسال داشتند.
Never doing anything wrong.
هیچ اشتباهی برادر تو زندگی.
Never lying.
هیچ وقت دروغ نگفت.
Never committing any sin.
هیچ گناهی رو تو کل زندگیش مرتکب نشد.
They must have not that he was different.
Yet
it says they did not believe on him all this time.
He was
just their famous big brother. And if you read this, it looks even a little bit sarcastic. Yeah, because they are about, the Jews are about to kill Jesus. They want to kill him.
It's like
they're saying, oh, you don't hide.
Why
don't you go to Judea?
یهودیه.
And be famous there as well, so they can see whatever you do.
معروف بشی اونجا بیا اونجا بکش.
Now, of course, we know later on this changes.
و می‌دونیم که بعد برادرش عوض میشه.
And let me give you an example of that.
یه مثالی رو بهتون بگم که عوض میشه.
His half brothers did come around.
برادرای ناتنیش ایمان میاره.
Go to Galatians 1:19.
گلاتیان 1:19.
Galatians 1:19. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother.
اما سایر رسولان جز یعقوب برادر خداوند را ندیدم.
Yeah, so here you have James.
اینجا یعقوب
who wrote the book of James.
نویسنده کتاب یعقوب.
And he was a half brother of Jesus.
برادر ناتنی عیسی مسیح.
And he became one of the apostles.
و یکی از رسولان آینده عیسی مسیح.
At this point, in the story we have in Luke 8.
اما تو این قسمت لوقا 8 هنوز برادرانش بهش ایمان نیاوردن.
The physical family of Jesus is not entirely on board with what he's doing.
خانواده عیسی مسیح در اونجا 100% موافق خدمتش نبودن.
Yeah, he's doing miracles.
معجزه داره میکنه.
He heals people.
شفا
میده. People raise from the dead.
مردم مردگان رو از گرسنه.
He's preaching.
مردگان رو زنده میکنه. معجزه داره میکنه. همه کارها رو داره میکنه.
He is the main event in town.
در کل شهر بزرگترین کاری که داره اتفاق میفته خود عیسی مسیحه.
Yeah, and they are without.
اما اونها بدون عیسی.
And they want to interrupt what he is doing.
نه تنها با عیسی نیستن، بلکه میخوان حواسش رو پرت کنن که به خدمت
to come out to talk with them.
عیسی مسیح دست بکشه و بیاد با عیسی کار با اونا صحبت کنه.
Listen to his response.
جوابشون رو گوش بدید.
Read Luke 8:21.
And
he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it.
در جواب ایشان گفت مادر و برادران من اینا هم که کلام خدا را شنیدند آن را به جا می آورند.
Yeah, so here's the response of Jesus to that request.
Yeah,
and he says, here is where I see my mother and my brother.
It
is those who hear the word of God
and do it.
Yeah? Jesus says, my family are those who are walking according to the word of God.
My
family are those who live rightly before God.
Yeah?
These I see primarily as my family. Now go to Matthew 12, again the parallel passage, and let's read that too. But he answered and said unto him that told him, verse 48 to 50, but he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Matthew 12:48-50.
Yeah, so who is my brother and sister and mother? It is those who do the will of my Father in heaven.
Yeah?
Jesus puts more emphasis on his spiritual family than his physical family. Now, Is Jesus saying that we need to neglect our physical families?
عیسی مسیح میگه خانواده جسمانیمون رو فراموش کنیم؟
No, of course not. Because
نه.
The Bible is full with instructions.
که کلام خداوند پر از
in regards to our physical families.
میگه با خانواده‌های جسمانیمون چیکار کنیم؟
Yeah, we are to honor our father and mother.
به مادر و پدرامون احترام بذاریم.
Yeah, we are to love our wives as husbands.
همسرامون رو دوست داشته باشیم.
Wives should submit to their husbands.
خانوم‌ها باید اطاعت کنن از شوهراشون.
Yeah, the Bible says it's a blessing to have physical children.
که فرزندان جسمانی داشته باشیم.
Yeah, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:8.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 5 آیه 8.
That we are to provide for our parents if they're getting older. 1 Timothy 5:8.
اول تیموتائوس 5:8.
If any provide not for his own and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
ولی اگر کسی برای خیشان به ویژه اهل خانه خود فراهم نکند منکر ایمان و پستر از ایمان است.
Yeah, so there's no question that Jesus wants us to love our physical families.
عیسی مسیح آیا میخواد خانواده جسمانیمون رو دوست داشته باشیم
یا نه؟ And to fulfill our roles and duties to our physical families.
و وظایفمون رو خط بزنه که در مقابل خانوادهمون نداشته باشیم.
Yeah, go to John 19.
یوحنا 19.
Where we see that Jesus cared for his mother and loved his mother.
می‌بینیم که عیسی مسیح به خانواده به مادرش اهمیت میده و نگهداری میکنه و بهش محبت میکنه.
25 to 27.
25 تا 27 رو بخونیم.
And this is the story of the crucifixion. Yep.
زمانی است که عیسی مسیح روی صلیبه.
Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home.
John 19. و مریم مجدلیه ایستاده بودند. چون عیسی مادر خود را با آن شاگردی که دوست می داشت ایستاده دید، به مادر خود گفت ای زن اینک پسر تو، و به آن شاگرد گفت اینک مادر تو، و در همان ساعت آن شاگرد او را به خانه خود برد.
Yeah, so Jesus has just been tortured.
عیسی مسیح شکنجه میشه و بالای صلیب.
He's now been crucified.
روی صلیب رفته.
He's in agony.
در درد فراوان در حال مرگ.
He's literally dying on the cross.
داره روی صلیب میمیره.
And he's thinking of his mother.
اما نگران مادرشه.
He's concerned for his well-being.
نگران مادرشه.
Yeah, of course, Jesus is the oldest son.
عیسی مسیح پسر بزرگ خانواده بوده.
The oldest son has
the
responsibility to take care of the mother.
مسئولیت نگهداری از مادر رو داشته.
Yeah, probably Joseph by now has died.
شاید احتمالاً یوسف تا اون زمان زنده نبوده و فوت کرده بوده.
So Jesus instructs one of his disciples.
عیسی مسیح به یکی از شاگرداش که میگه.
Yeah, which is John.
یوحنا هست.
Whom he loved, that's how he refers to himself.
و میگه شاگردی که دوست می‌داشت.
Hey, see your mother.
این مادر.
To Mary, hey, see your son.
این پسرته.
And he takes care of her from there.
و از اون به بعد یوحنا نگهداری مریم رو به حضور.
Yeah, so if you read those verses in Luke 8.
اگر اون آیه لوقا فصل 8 رو بخونید.
But he makes a statement, oh, these are my mother and brethren.
این مادر و برادران من اینان که اینجا نشستن.
He's not being rude to his mother.
به مادرش توهین نمی‌کنه.
He is saying there is even a greater family.
یه خانواده دیگه ما داریم.
Yeah, that we can have than our physical families.
بیشتر و مهم‌تر از خانواده جسمانیمونه.
And that is our spiritual family.
اون خانواده روحانیمونه.
Now, hopefully,
امیدوارم
your physical family is also your spiritual family.
امیدوارم که خانواده جسمانیتون جزء خانواده روحانیتون باشه.
Yeah, I'm blessed with the fact that most of my direct family are also part of my spiritual family.
جسمانی جزء خانواده روحانی من هستن.
They're saved.
همشون نجات دارن.
Yeah, of course, I have a saved family as well.
من خانواده دارم که همشون ایمان دارن.
I'm blessed that my physical family, direct family is supportive of what I do.
برکت دارم که حتی خانواده جسمانی من رو تشویق میکنه و ساپورت میکنه برای خدمتی که دارم، کاری که دارم.
Most of them are not without when I'm preaching.
و اکثرشون وقتی موعظه میکنم نمیرن از من دور شن.
Trying to drag me out of here, like, hey, we need to speak to you.
هی زنگ بزنم بگم بیا بیرون، بیا بیرون.
Yeah, but the point is that's not always the case.
موضوع همیشه اینجوری نیست. بعضی از خانواده‌ها.
Yeah, that your physical family is also your spiritual family.
که خانواده جسمانی موشاد همیشه خانواده روحانیمون نباشه.
It wasn't even the case with Jesus.
عیسی مسیح هم اون شکلی نبود.
His brothers did not believe on him. him.
برادران عیسی مسیح بهش ایمان نداشتن.
Yeah, you might think, oh, why does my family not listen to me?
چرا خانواده من به حرف من
گوش نمیده؟ Why don't they support me?
چرا خانواده من منو سپورت نمیکنه؟
I'm a Christian and serve him.
چرا من دارم خدمت میکنم و کاری برام نمیکنه؟
Jesus didn't have a family.
عیسی مسیح خانواده‌ای نداشت.
That accepted him.
که قبولش کنه.
So why do you expect
that all your family would do the same? خانواده تو این کارو بکنه، متفاوت باشه.
Yeah, his direct family was not on board.
خانواده جسمانی عیسی مسیح 100% حرفشو قبول نکردن. اونها بدون عیسی مسیح بودن.
Go to Matthew 7.
متا فصل 7.
Matthew 7. That's not correct, I think. Wait.
What is the verse?
It's not this the carpenter's son. It was Matthew 13, I believe. No.
15?
No.
Yeah, I think it's Matthew 13. I just made a mistake writing it down here.
No, it's not 13. Oh, no,
55
yes.
55 to 57, yeah. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence had this man all these things? Then 57. And they were offended in him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Matthew 13.
متا 13:55-57. آیا این پسر نجار نمی باشد؟ آیا مادرش مریم نامی نیست و برادرانش یعقوب، یوشا، شمعون و یهودا و همه خواهرانش نزد ما نمی باشند؟ پس این همه را از کجا کسب کرده است؟ از او دلازارده شدند، اما عیسی به ایشان گفت نبی بی حرمت نباشد مگر در وطن و خانه خیش.
Yes, yes. A prophet is not without honor.
بی حرمت نیست.
Yeah, save in his own country and his own house.
مگر در وطن و در خانه خود.
And you're not better than Jesus.
شما بهتر از عیسی نیستین.
And you can have physical family.
خانواده جسمانی شاید داشته باشید.
That is not on board.
که با شما موافق نیست.
With you being Christian and serving him.
و به ایمانتون و خدمت کردن به عیسی مسیح موافقت نمی‌کنن.
Maybe they're not even interested in listening to you.
شاید اصلا حرفتو گوش نمی‌کنن.
Maybe they're even rejecting you.
شاید حتی ردت می‌کنن.
Now what do I do when my family,
من اگر خانواده‌ام,
my physical family is not interested in the things of God.
به کارها و خدمت خداوند اهمیتی نده چه اتفاقی
میفته. Now of course share the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو با اونها تقسیم کنید.
Try to share the gospel.
تلاش کنید که انجیل
عیسی that's the minimum
مسیح
we can do.
موعظه کنید.
Pray for them.
براشون هر روزه دعا کنید که اونها ایمان بیارن.
But often
اما بیشتر از همه
a prophet is not honored in his own house.
فراموش نکنید که نبی هم در خانه خود احترام نداره.
So you can bring him to church if they want to come.
اگر خواستن بیان کلیسا بیارشون کلیسا.
And let somebody else share the gospel with them.
اجازه بدین که یه نفر دیگه
maybe,
زندگیشون صحبت کنه.
Maybe they will listen to another soul winner.
مبشر دیگه در موردشون حرف بزنه.
And what you can do
کاری که شما
is just join the soul winners preaching the gospel to the lost elsewhere.
برای در کنار مبشرین قرار بگیرین و در مورد اون گم شدگان جاهای دیگه هم موعظه کنید.
Yeah, you do what you can do. They're not listening to you. Hopefully they listen to someone else.
اگه گوش نمی‌کنن امیدوار باشین که یه نفر دیگه شاید بتونه حرف بزنه و صدای اون رو
بشنوه. Yeah, your physical family is not always the same as your spiritual family.
همیشه همون خانواده روحانیتون نخواهد بود.
And sometimes
بعضی وقتا
you're not the one who can bring them to Christ.
شما قادر نخواهید بود که اونها رو با عیسی
مسیح بیارید.
تلاش کنید.
Yeah, but know that
honor,
a prophet is not honored in his own house.
حتی یک نبی هم در خانه خود حرمت نداره.
Not in his own country.
در کشور خودش حرمت نداره.
So there's something better.
یه چیز بهتری هست.
Yeah, than a physical family, and that's a spiritual family.
از بزرگتر از خانواده جسمانی.
Your spiritual family is more important than your physical family.
خانواده روحانیتون مهمتر از خانواده جسمانی.
Because if you're saved, you have two families.
وقتی نجات پیدا کردین شما دارای دو تا خانواده هستید.
You were adopted into the family of God.
چون فرزند خواندگی خانواده خداوند
هستید. You had an earthly father.
هم پدر جسمانی دارید.
A physical father,
پدر بدنی,
but you also have a father who is in heaven.
که در آسمان نشسته.
Ephesians 2.
افسوسیان
Ephesians
2,
verse 19.
آیه 19.
Ephesians 2, verse 19.
افسوسیان 2, 19.
Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19.
پس
از این به بعد غریب و بیگانه نیستید، بلکه هموطن مقدسین هستید و از اهل خانه خدا.
Yeah, as somebody was saved.
کسی که نجات داره.
You are part of the household of God.
عضو خانواده خداوند هستید.
Now skip to next chapter, Ephesians 3.
افسسیان فصل 3.
Ephesians 3 and read verses 14 and 15. Ephesians 3, 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15.
از این سبب زانو میزنم.
از این سبب زانو میزنم نزد آن پدر خداوند ما عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, so the whole
او در هر خانواده در آسمان و بر زمین نامیده می شود.
Yeah, you are part.
شما عضو.
Of the whole family in heaven and earth.
در خانواده آسمانی و زمینی.
You are part of another family.
هم آسمان و بر زمین نامیده می شود.
You have a second family, a spiritual family.
شما خانواده دوم رو دارید. یه خانواده روحانی دارید.
Not to replace the other one.
نه اینکه جایگزین خانواده دیگر باشه.
But God gave you two families.
اما خداوند دو تا خانواده بهت داده.
Yeah, the spiritual family being the more important one.
خانواده روحانی مهمتر از خانواده جسمانی
تر. Yeah, your spiritual family does not need to replace the physical family.
خانواده جسمانی اجباری نداره جایگزین خانواده روحانی باشه.
If you're forced to choose between them.
اما وقتی اگر مجبور شی یکیشو باید انتخاب کنی.
You need to choose your spiritual family.
خانواده روحانیت رو انتخاب کن.
You need to choose the disciples of God.
شاگردان خداوند رو انتخاب کن.
Yeah, and that's not my opinion. That's what Jesus points out here.
نظر من و این حرفی است که عیسی نظر من نیست، بلکه نظری عیسی مسیح است و حرفی است که عیسی مسیح تو به کلامش میگه.
Hey Jesus, your mother and your brethren are without.
عیسی مسیح مادر و پدرت برادرات بیرونه.
And then he points his finger to the disciples. Hey behold, these are my brother.
اینا
my mother and my brethren.
اینا مادر و برادران من هستند.
To Luke 14. Luke 14, 26. And sometimes this is misunderstood, this verse. Luke 14, 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
اگر کسی نزد من
میآید
Luke 14:26
اگر کسی نزد من آید و پدر و مادر و زن و اولاد و برادران و خواهران حتی جان خود را نیز دشمن ندارد شاگرد من نمیتواند.
Some will read this and think, oh, do I need to hate my physical family?
حتما باید خانواده‌ام دشمنم باشه.
Now I already gave you some examples that is absolutely not the case.
نه، منظوری نیست که باید با خانواده‌ات همیشه بجنگی.
Yeah, it said love your wife, not hate her.
همسرتون رو دوست داشته باشی، نه.
Yeah, so that's not what this means.
این به این معنی نیست که متنفر باشی.
Yeah, Jesus loved his mother.
عیسی مسیح پسر عیسی مادرش رو دوست
داشت. Yeah, notice that it also says and his own life.
و زندگی خودش.
And the point that's being made here is, are we willing to give up these things for the sake of Christ?
آیا حاضریم این چیزها رو رها کنیم به خاطر عیسی مسیح؟
Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple.
اگر نه شما فرزندان من نیستید.
Why? Because when you start living for Christ,
وقتی شما برای عیسی مسیح زندگی
there might come a time that you have to make a choice.
شاید به زمانی برسه که مجبورشین انتخاب کنید.
Yeah, between you and your family, between your spiritual family, Christ, and your physical family.
باید بین اون دو تا یکیش انتخاب کنید.
Yeah, and those who are your physical family,
اونایی که خانواده جسمانی هستن,
will hate you because you're a Christian.
شاید دستور بشن به خاطر خدمتت, به خاطر مسیحی بودن.
Yeah, they take offense.
شاید
بهشون
بر بخوره به خاطر اینکه تو برای مسیح داری زندگی می‌کنی.
Yeah, so if you're saved, you have two families.
نجات که پیدا کردی دو دارای دو تا خانواده هستی.
Yeah, God's family is your second family.
خانواده دوم توست.
Now remember 2 weeks ago I preached on rewards.
در مورد پاداش صحبت کردم.
Let's read that verse again from Mark verse 10.
مرقس فصل 10.
Mark verse 10.
مرقس فصل 10.
Sorry, chapter 10 verses 29 till 30.
آیه 29 تا 30.
Actually, start a little bit earlier. Let's Mark 10 and start reading from 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and follow thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life.
آنگاه پتروس آغاز نموده و او گفت اینک ما همه چیز را ترک کرده تو را پیروی کردیم. عیسی جواب فرمود هر آینه به شما میگویم کسی نیست که خانه یا برادران یا خواهران یا پدران یا مادران یا زنان یا فرزندان یا املاک را به جهت من انجیل ترک کند.
Yeah. You follow Christ.
تو دنبال مسیح میری.
You be a person who lives rightly before God.
اگه در مقابل خداوند درست تصمیم بگیری و درست زندگی کنی.
Not living for yourselves, but living as others.
برای خودت زندگی نکنی و برای دیگران زندگی کنی.
If you lose physical sisters, mothers, fathers.
اگر خواهر یا خواهر یا برادر رو از دست دادی.
You will have other. Brothers and sisters and mothers and children that will be part of your spiritual family. Yeah, there will be people that will be family unto you.
Yeah.
Now, I hope this encourages you. Because I know many of you are the only ones who are saved from your family.
شاید تنها کسی باشین که توی خانوادهتون به عیسی مسیح ایمان دارین.
Yeah, many of your families don't like the fact that you are a Christian.
و خیلی از اعضای خانوادهت دوست ندارن که تو ایماندار هستی.
They will hate it if they hear you serve God.
وقتی به خدمتت نگاه میکنن متنفرن از کاری که
Some of you have been put out of your family because of your faith.
به خاطر ایمانتون خانوادهتون ترکتون کرد، تردتون کرد.
Here is an encouragement.
تشویقی که دارم برای
God has given you another family.
خداوند یه خانواده دیگه بهتون داده.
And I know this family is not perfect either.
میگه این خانواده هم بی‌عیب نیست.
Yeah, but this spiritual family consists of people that love you and that see you and treat you as family.
می‌بیننت و مثل یک خواهر و برادر.
And you should love the spiritual family and treat them well. Yeah, when somebody needs a hand, you're there for them. If somebody mourns, you mourn with them. If there's something to celebrate, you celebrate with them. Yeah, you might even have lost your physical family. Or your physical family is far away. Yeah, Jesus says, look at those who do the will of the Father. Look at those who serve God. Look at your fellow Christians.
که به خداوند خدمت میکنن به اون دیگر ایمانداران به کلیسا نگاه کنید که با شما و کنار شما خدمت میکنن
that is your family.
اون خانواده شماست
that is your spiritual family.
اون خانواده روحانی شماست
Amen.
آمین.